The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. And here we go, post-election day. How much did you watch last night?
All.
Yeah. We did too. And it's very interesting, isn't it?
It's post-election day. It's definitely not post-election.
No. Well, yeah, right. Well, post-election day. No, the election is still going on. But it's really interesting how deep they go now into counties, and they can get into different, you know, different places where in 2016 Trump didn't win here, and now he's winning here. What was really interesting was Kenosha, Wisconsin, where he, you know, he had more trouble before, but they had, you know, uprisings and they had issues, and Trump gained a bunch of votes there, which was a little bit surprising. So Wisconsin is still up in the air. Georgia, there's all kinds of, you know, big states that are still up in the air, and we'll see, especially like Pennsylvania, I believe, they haven't even started counting their mail-in votes, right?
They have quite a few outstanding. They started, but they're, like the governor, I think, said they have about a million they have to get through, which could flip an election, particularly if you believe that the Democrats are push people to vote early and through mail. That could flip that state.
They handle, Pennsylvania handles the count, the mail-in count last.
Yeah.
So that's why some states handle it early, some states handle it late. That's another interesting thing that I saw is they're even showing what percentage of the votes counted up to this point are mail-in and what's left to go and how that can swing the election, you know, in either direction once the mail-ins are counted, or because of the mail-ins, there's kind of a false narrative about who's winning because these other votes are going to come in. I don't know that, you know, sports talk listeners are as interested in it on our show going through all these things, but you know what happened with Miami-Dade County with, you know, the fear of communism and socialism for Venezuelans and, you know, the message that was pushed there, you know, really prompted a lot more voting for Trump. Like those votes were way heavier for Trump than they were in 2016.
Isn't that Dell? Dell, you're responsible for it. Congratulations. You got President Trump elected.
No, nice. Well done. He's not elected, so I didn't get him elected. But no.
If he does, this is on you.
Not really, per se, since I was born in Daytona, which is Volusia
League
County.
League City will love you for it, though.
They're probably not going to love Michigan so much, or Wisconsin now, because that's flipping in the other direction, which all night it was one way. So they can thank me for Miami, even though I'm not Cuban, but they probably won't be thanking Wayne County, Michigan, because that is directing the election to a different spot.
Wayne County.
It's where all Detroit is.
Detroit, yeah. 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 Is that Wayne Fonts County? Did they name it after him?
It's unlikely.
You don't think so?
No.
It might be. You don't know.
You're right. I do know. I was going to go along with you and go, yeah, you're right. No, I do know.
I don't think Detroit's naming anything after Wayne Fonts. Although he was head coach there longer than just about anybody.
Yeah.
I think.
No, they loved him there. Loved him. So it was, very interesting night. What was it? I think it was in Pennsylvania. It's illegal for the vote counter, who's ever in charge of the vote, to go home until all the votes are counted. And it could take days. Mm-hmm. It's illegal for him to leave. So
in Michigan, they have a Democrat and a Republican, both on every single ballot that's counted. So it's going to take it takes long. They both have to agree on the ballot, which you should. I mean, it's nothing. But so they both have to make sure that everything is done properly. So members of both parties are on every single ballot that goes through.
Where did you vote?
What do you mean?
Where did you vote?
I early voted right down the street.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I voted yesterday at HCC. It was the best place. Oh, I shouldn't tell anybody because everybody will go there next election.
Where do you go? You
can go anywhere.
Really go anywhere?
Yeah, you can go anywhere.
I think, was this the first year for Harris County you could vote outside your precinct?
I think so.
As long as it was Harris County?
Yeah, I always voted inside my precinct, but this year, well, it's not far anyway. HCC right out on the feeder road by West Park and 15 and 610.
I shouldn't tell anybody.
It's like the DMV, right, John?
No, I walked in.
Yeah, the Rosenberg DMV is like.
Yeah, don't say that.
I know.
Don't say the Rosenberg DMV. I walked in, got my condom, went and vote and you know, signed up.
Your
and voted.
Condom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you do work in there with your condom on, John? Did you do some
I did.
Work?
I did some work. I did work.
You put in some work?
I put in some work.
Okay.
Yeah.
With my John condom. Put in that work with the condom on.
Yeah. It was kind of tight. Small.
Well, but. You say that. All guys say that.
Yeah. Right. Well, but I did it. I cleaned up after, and there I left.
Oh, you made a mess.
Well, I don't know that I made a mess. I had
but
my
you
condom.
Made sure.
I had my condom on.
You made sure to clean up after.
I
yourself.
Made sure I cleaned up after.
Did the ballot poke a hole in it without you looking?
No. Thank God. You know, I didn't inflate that ballot.
Right now, mail-in voters are saying, "What did John do?" John Tip put what they're giving out condoms. I knew this is we're going way too far left now where they're handing out condoms. It's a little finger roll. That's a little finger condom that you have to put on your finger to touch the thing.
Yeah, you don't want to touch anything.
We didn't get
you
those.
You don't want to leave a mess.
You didn't get those?
Not in the Clear Lake Shores. I don't know.
Y'all are on your ballot?
Oh, see. No. At the Clear Lake Shores Visitor Center, I guess is what it was called. I don't know. They just let you go.
Messy there.
I mean, I voted
raw. Do I even have to have a mask on?
No, I voted. You have to wear a mask, but I voted raw. Oh,
you did?
Raw dogged
it? Yeah. Raw dogged it?
I didn't
you
say
raw
dogged
the ballot?
I didn't say that. I said I voted raw. I didn't say what you two said.
Right. Okay. No. That's a good deal. And how about our Texans, how busy they were yesterday?
Wow.
Right?
The report coming out from Jeremy Fowler at the Texans were asking for way too much. And teams like, we're not doing this.
Well, apparently they wanted a second for Fuller. And you know what? And the Packers wouldn't go for more than a fourth. And you know what? I'm happy they didn't do it.
Yeah, but that's what we said on the air yesterday. Will Fuller's probably going to get you a fourth. You want a third for him. You were never going to get a second for a guy whose contract is expiring. You weren't going to get a third for a guy who's injured. You're going to get a fourth. And the Texans didn't go with it, and that's fine. I don't have because I don't know what it's going to look like in terms of comp picks, but you should get somewhere between a third and fourth. I think it's going to be a fourth for Will Fuller. I think you'll get a little bit worse. But they also, apparently Green Bay wanted Houston to, now this is coming from Aaron Wilson, so he's probably getting it from the Texans, that Green Bay wanted the Texans to kick in some of Will Fuller's salary. I mean,
now they're the exact opposite of what they were.
Green Bay wanted it.
Green Bay wanted it. No, yeah, like, well, because if I'm dealing with the Texans, I'm going to get over on them with the draft pick, and I'm going to get them to pay for the player.
It's not my job to do that.
And the Texans said, no, we're not going to pay for part of his contract. We're not doing that. And the old Texans would have definitely done it. I mean, Bill O'Brien paid a chunk of Clowney's salary and only got a third rounder back. That was what lets you know that was real clownish stuff that was going on over with the Texans. Now when Green Bay tries it, you've got people in the building like Lipfort and Bazigan who are probably saying, all right, we would have gotten screamed at and fired if we said no. Now we just got to jump in here and say,
listen,
Jack, we can't do this. We're not kicking in money. That's ridiculous. They're trying to take advantage of us.
Yeah.
I feel like this was playing, and while Green Bay was trying to hustle the Texans, and Jack was like, yeah, I'll pay for half. And whoever the guys you named were like, no, Jack, no, don't do it. No, we're going to get a third rounder. We should pay. Jack, no, Jack.
Jack, can you turn it down? They're doing the volume hand, you know, counterclockwise to show the, you know, turn the volume down. Jack, Jack, turn it down.
Well, for those of you that weren't here yesterday, this is what Jack Easterby listens to. So, and it's playing in the background, and he can't even hear what they're trying to get traded for. Okay, what they're trying to get.
What's that? You said you're gonna pay for Will Fuller's entire salary? No, Jack. Jack. We want you to pay for it. What?
What?
A second, and you'll pay for all of it? No, Jack. That's not. Turn Toto down, Jack.
Turn Toto down.
Can't hear you. Well, thank God, though, they didn't. I'm glad. You know what? In the long run, I'm just glad. So they couldn't come to a deal. They couldn't get what they wanted. Why get a fourth when you possibly could get a third? Pay them the rest of the season. Don't make the Packers better. Don't look like a bunch of idiots. It's fine. You know what? It ends up okay. If they couldn't get a third for him, you know, because it's a possibility you can get a third next year. Or, well, in 2022 for him. But that's better than nothing. That's better worked again.
Yeah, I would have kept working, though, and said, hey, look, we'll give us your third, and we'll kick you a, you know, we'll kick you a
well, allegedly, Gutenberg wouldn't do anything. He wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I'm curious if they were talking about multiple, give us a fourth and give us, a fifth next year or something like that. I would have rather had, to be honest with you, a draft pick this year for Will Fuller, even if it was a fourth, because then at least you have, you know, some ammunition to fill out a roster.
Well, we don't know how the negotiations went, so can't say that they didn't. So,
but this is the problem I have, though, John. I'm worried that you're going to have to make too many free agent signings, and you're not going to get any comp picks. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's roster. Either that, or you got to keep some of these contracts on your roster and not cut them.
Right.
You know, wouldn't it be awesome if Dylan Cole could stay healthy so that maybe he could work into Bernardrick McKinney's starting spot? But you can't count on Dylan Cole. No. He's always hurt. So, and I guess Adams is okay.
He's been playing okay.
I guess he's all right.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Hold on. We've got a DMV VIP, Orlando, who wants to get in here. What's up, Orlando?
Hey, guys.
What's going on with the DMV, Orlando?
Oh, I was going to say that I work at the DMV. If y'all ever wanted, I can go VIP. So.
Oh, really?
Which I'll in and out the same day.
All right, leave your name and number with our intern in there.
Dell, is this considered?
I don't care what it's considered.
Payola or plugola?
No.
I don't know what it is. It's a weird thing, I know.
If you get some VIP treatment at the DMV, you don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Should you say it out loud on the air?
I'm not saying it out loud. I'm saying tell the intern, give him your information, Orlando. And we're going to use that, trust me.
Can you tell us what VIP treatment at the DMV entails?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I'm sorry?
What is VIP treatment at the DMV mean?
Is there bottle service?
Oh, the shampoo room's off limits. But it's just getting in and out the same day.
Same day.
That's enough. I'm going to take it.
Okay.
I'm taking it. You can get in and out the same day.
You can make an appointment on the same day and get out on the same day. That would help as opposed to having to wait. All right.
Just drive south to Rosenberg.
Yeah, sorry. No wait.
No wait.
Sorry, no wait.
In and out. You don't have to wait.
No wait. No wait.
All right.
All right. Put them on hold and let's get that information. And hey, Lance, it's not like we get, okay? It's not like we get paid around here. Let's take whatever we can get, okay?
Yes, Mr. Gal takes care of us. Stop.
It's plugola. It's payola. Okay,
I don't say that out loud. Oh, you're sorry. Not. You know, this is how I know that this is an individually owned and operated station. If I was at is that bank? What is 790? They are.
Whatever.
No, iHeart. Yeah, iHeart. Yeah. You have to watch, you know, 15 videos like about don't touch anyone on the bottom parts. Don't touch anyone on the top parts. Don't say things to people that are going to hurt their feelings. Don't, you know, you have to watch a bunch of it. You have to sign a bunch of plugola, payola stuff. You have to go through all these things and forms. And like, John definitely would not on the air be saying, yes, this is plugola. Yes, this is payola.
And it's okay. Get Orlando.
Take his number. His number down.
Never mind. Don't do that because that would be immoral.
That'd be illegal.
Probably illegal. So,
SEC violation.
An SEC violation. So don't do that. To get it.
By the way, seriously, do you know that you can put yourself in line through an app on the phone? You don't even have to be there.
You can.
The middle of taking a dump and you can put yourself in line at a DMV.
Why would you have to take a dump to do that?
It's only the truth.
Why can't you just hold it? Hold your bowel movement and go to the DMV.
It's only the truth.
I think that would be nice. 715 ESPN 97.5 713-780. If you've got stuff that you want to give us too, all right? If you got VIP treatment at some club or anything, let us know. 713-780-3776.
Let's talk about what place you could have used to bet on the presidential election yesterday or last night, John.
Pardon me?
Let's talk about where you could have bet on the presidential. Yeah, I know. I didn't get you the paper, but where would you have bet on the presidential
my
election?
Bookie? MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. That's where I would bet. That's the. Well, you know why I would bet there? Because I'm signed up. I put my money in. And when I win, I get paid. Okay? That's where I would go, Dell. Because, and oh, by the way, it is unbelievable all the stuff that you can bet on it. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. Yeah, you could have bet on the election. Man, did that flip in a hurry where Trump was a big underdog and then he turned into the favorite in a hurry during the presidential election. As a matter of fact, well, now Biden is even a bigger, it's flipped back again, where Joe Biden is back to being a huge favorite right now. So you can go and bet on the election. You can go and bet on anything that you want right now at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. I'm looking at all of the different things, golf, tennis, boxing, motorsports, basketball, soccer, NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, obviously NFL, rugby, esports, weather betting. You can bet on the weather at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. When you win, you get paid, and they'll double your initial deposit. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the cocoa.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 719. I'm looking at a map of the United States and all the different states and the different colors. And the green states are the states where you can own a kangaroo without a permit. Did you know that?
Is that on the electoral map too?
Yeah. Wisconsin, West Virginia, and South Carolina. Texas, you can own Texas, New Mexico, Nevada, Idaho, Washington, Illinois, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Maine. You can own a kangaroo with a permit. All the other states, it's illegal to own a kangaroo for whatever reason, which is dumb.
Where are kangaroos coming from in this country?
It doesn't matter to me. I'm moving to Wisconsin again that I can. When I lived in Wisconsin, I could have had a kangaroo without.
Did
a permit.
You know people with kangaroos in Wisconsin?
I didn't, and now I'm bummed.
Do you know the people in Australia? I've seen enough kangaroo videos. I've gone down enough rabbit holes.
They're badass.
On YouTube. Let me tell you something. They consider kangaroos like we consider squirrels, only extremely wild and aggressive and dangerous. The kangaroo claws can, if you've never seen a kangaroo fight or kick a man, they use their tails, they go drag all the way to the ground, and they brace up where they lift up. It looks like they're floating in the air, where they can lift up and they can kick and try to rake at your stomach with their claws because they're trying to disembowel you. That's a kangaroo. They're big, and they just roll up on houses sometimes. And it's like having pit bulls just running your neighborhood, or like, you know, you go to, I don't know about you guys, but squirrels are just a mess over in my neighborhood. I just
stay away from them. They're just rats. That's all they are.
With squirrels, it's not like they're mean. They're going to get you. It's just they're a nuisance.
No.
They're a huge nuisance all the time. And
well, I don't know. Why do little rats bother you that climb up in trees? They don't do anything.
Because they dig out. What are you talking about? They dig out any potted plants you have on the ground. They dig them out.
They never dig mine out. I'll kick their ass.
Because you lived up in a...
No. I lived in a house for 25 years. And now I'm back in a house. And squirrels are nice little rats. That's all they are.
How long were you out of the house game?
5 years.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's impossible.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, thank God I did. Did you see? Somebody got shot last night in a high rise. Thank God. People are starting to get shot in high rises. I'm out. So, I don't want to get shot. I'm living in a house. Nobody in a house gets shot.
Just go watch a couple kangaroo videos on YouTube, and I am out of the kangaroo game.
No, they'll kick your ass. Those things, they hop around on their tail and kick you.
Yep. Kangaroos are not. They fight each other in the streets of Australia. Yeah. It's just like, man, it's just like some kind of weird Westworld or something. I have no interest in kangaroos.
Yeah. No, thanks.
I'm definitely not moving to Australia now.
Winners and losers from yesterday, from yesterday's trade deadline.
Trade deadline? The big trade deadline?
Yeah, it's the NFL. There's no trades. It's the NFL. So Avery Williamson, he went from the Jets to the Steelers. Big winner.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that?
Wow. You go from the Jets to the Steelers. That's pretty good.
Yeah, they just signed him to a $22 million free agent contract prior to the season, to 2018. So this is the last year of that deal, and he gets to go to Pittsburgh, and he doesn't have to play for the Jets. This says Ryan Kerrigan, big loser. I think J.J. Watt's a big loser in this, and they put the Texans as a big loser for not trading away anybody. But again, I'm okay with them not trading anybody away if they were going to get worked. I think they've got the reputation of we can just work them, and then when they say no, it's like, hey, what the hell happened to you guys? Mm-hmm. I know Bill's not there anymore, but you guys learned from Bill, didn't you? Didn't you guys learn anything from Bill? And the answer is yes, they learned from Bill. Don't trade away. Don't make idiot trades. New England Patriots, they're big losers. They couldn't get anything done. Did you see Belichick's quote?
No.
Belichick's...
Oh, yeah, about how we just don't have enough talent going
Said, look, we paid Cam Newton $1 million. I mean, it's obvious that we didn't have any money. It's nobody's fault. That's what we did the last 5 years. We sold out and won 3 Super Bowls, played in the fourth, and played in the AFC Championship game. This year we had less to work with. It's not an excuse. It's
I'd
just
say
a fact.
The articles that were written and the Twitter and the big Twitter, you know, the big bold Twitter proclamations that Cam was being robbed and the Patriots are stealing from everyone else in the NFL and all this, and that's over.
Well, yeah. I mean, especially what about the
not getting any
what about the overreaction after week one?
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's not, or after the Seattle game in week two. He's not leading any wins.
Yeah.
None. So it doesn't matter. Did you see Titans release former first round pick Vic Beasley?
Yep.
Of course, he used to be with the Atlanta Falcons and actually had a couple pretty good seasons and then just fell completely off the map. And now he's getting released in the middle of a season. Man, that's how fast it can. That was my very first draft I did for NFL. And already a guy's out of the league, like a first round guy who was he might have been a Pro Bowler one of the years because he was in double digit sacks. But, you know, the Green Bay Packer fans are not happy.
No, as well, they shouldn't be.
The Packer fans are not happy they didn't get Will Fuller, and they're not happy that they didn't give a third round. You know, I was reading stuff where they wanted, some of the Packer fan sites were talking about just throw the third in there. Now the fans always want to just throw picks around like they're nothing until you don't have them anymore. A lot of fans were very, I would say it was overwhelmingly positive about the Laramie Tunsil trade. I'd say it was probably 90-10. Or even more positive pro Tunsil trade.
Who?
But it's with fan base.
Texans?
Yeah, Texans fan base.
You think so?
Because, oh,
with
100%.
First and a second?
Yeah, I was dealing with it. I was dealing with it all day long on Twitter because I was making comments and it was overwhelmingly positive.
Really?
And the thought was you just protected your left tackle.
Right.
You just protected your quarterback. that's worth everything. You're not going to have sacks anymore.
Well, I was on the record and saying, listen, that was priority one, and they didn't do anything about it. And so to go get him, now it was a big price, a huge price tag, but it can't be hypocritical because that was the most important thing that they had to do that offseason was protect Deshaun.
Yes, sir, it
is. So that was the difficult part of it.
But you can't pay anything. You can't just say by any means necessary. And I didn't like that was a by any means necessary deal, and you don't do that if you're an NFL team ever.
Well, listen,
unless you're on the cusp of the championship, and they weren't.
Well, the only reason that they got him was because of how dumb they were. That's the only reason. Yeah, now, they probably could have done that for a hell of a lot less. So it was good to go and get him, but to pay what they did was stupid.
No, yeah, you give up a first. You give up a future second, you know. You give it. That's what you probably should have done is give up a first and a future second, and maybe kick them a player over there. But you don't. You just don't do two first and a second. But anyway, it's already done. It's already happened. My point is, fans at the time were very. You don't care because trades don't mean anything to you when they're not. It's credit card spending. Green Bay Packer fans now a third is different than first and second.
Yeah.
So let's just say that a third is. And Green Bay is on the cusp of doing something. I don't know about championship, but because they look like their problems are a little deeper than just needing a receiver. But even with that said, that is a big need for them. And their fans were pretty pissed that they didn't give in a little bit more and just do what it took to get Will Fuller.
Well, they could have cured both, but the Texans are stupid again. That JJ wasn't – listen, okay, how about a package? And this would be – as big a trade as we've seen since maybe Herschel Walker. Well, he got five guys, so maybe not that. Or five. He got a bunch. But if you trade JJ and Will Fuller to the Packers, you could have gotten whatever, a second and a third or whatever you could have.
Yeah, but that's a lot of money that they have to pay. I don't even know if they could do that. You'd have to take some of their players back just so that they don't
all right,
or you have you to take a bunch of money back. In
then you take a corner or whatever you take and or a guy that would might be around for a couple of you know what you could have used a corner that could be around for a couple of years whomever whatever the case may be but that JJ's still sitting here that Will Fuller is still sitting here and I'm going to tell you probably JJ is pissed that he's still sitting here.
If you would have given me a 2 and a 4 for JJ and Fuller or a 2, 4, and a 5 or even 2, 4, and 6, I probably would have kicked in some money to help make it happen. Although, like I said, you're going to have to take on some contracts that they don't like necessarily because they're not. You're looking at a guy JJ who's going to be $18 million. Will Fuller still has half of his $10 million left to be paid, a little bit more than half.
Yeah, well, JJ's 15 something this year, 17.5 next.
Oh, 15 this year. Okay,
yeah, and 17.5 next.
That's still a little bit of, you know, you're still talking about Green Bay would be just adding about $13 million into their, you know, into their salary spot that they're going to have to pay. So that's a lot to ask a team to take on in 1 year. But, yeah, from a football standpoint, it would have made great sense. And maybe if you package the two guys up, I know Green Bay wouldn't want to give up a ton of picks all at one time for two players, but those two players could have really helped them. Like, those were perfect fits for what Green Bay was the perfect fit for Fuller and a perfect fit for Watt.
You know,
and I'm really pissed that the Texans didn't even consider Watt.
I know.
I really am.
That's so.
I'm mad for Watt too.
I know. And the whole thing is just dumb. No, we're not trading Jade. Why? Why? There's absolutely no reason not to put him out there and see what you could get and help the player.
Now, John, let me ask you this.
Okay, look, do it on the other side. Let me ask you about your heart, okay? That's what I want to ask you about.
CoreMed Solutions. So since I ended up having to deal with corona, that's I now have the concern about myocarditis. And myocarditis is a very serious concern, and it's something that can attack your heart, by the way, when you have viruses of different sorts. And it's something that's been out there. It's not brand new. But people are contracting this with very mild symptoms, and some asymptomatic people are contracting this. And if you don't know about myocarditis, if you don't get it checked out, you know, it could turn into a very, very dangerous situation for you. The best thing to do is go to my friends over at CoreMed Solution. They are a standalone cardiology department, basically. Dr. Burkholder is a cardiologist for adult and pediatric. They've got their own echocardiogram, EKG stress test. What they do is they allow you to just come in, and he's the doctor, so he can order all these, you know, that he can order the echocardiogram for you. You can get checked out on same day and know exactly what's going on same day with your heart health. And if you're healthy, that's great. But heart health, this is something we need to be checking out on a fairly regular basis. And I'm talking about all the way down to children, because if you have something that's hereditary or congenital or abnormal, you can get it corrected and fixed. And if you don't, it could turn into a big problem for you. So make sure that you go see my friends at CoreMed Solutions. They're just a visit away on their website, CoreMedSolutions.com, and they want to make it easy for your business to get everyone checked out. Get everyone checked out through the insurance system. You can do that, and CoreMed will come out with their mobile units and get everyone checked out so that you and your workers know that they are healthy, or if they need some medicine, they need some treatment, they can get that as well. And just $200 with no insurance, only $200 for a visit to CoreMed. That's unbelievably inexpensive for a heart detection. Make sure you go to CoreMedSolutions.com, CoreMedSolutions.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. You guys excited about, did you see any interviews with the golfers this week? You guys excited about the Houston Open?
Yes.
Brought to you by Vivint?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
By Vivid?
Vivint.
Oh,
yeah, no, home security, Lance. And guess what I'm getting? Yeah. If they put their name on this thing, guess what I'm getting? Vivint, home security. Put your name on it, Vivint. Let's go. And let's go. Let's move to back to the spring where the Houston Open belongs. Screw San Antonio. They weaseled into our spot right before the Masters in April. Like a bunch of weasels. Weaselly weasels. And we need to get back to where we belong. We're right before the Masters again this week, but they're not having any more in the fall. They've decided not to have any more Masters in the fall, unless there's another pandemic. Dell, who you got this week?
I like the Texans versus the Jags, unfortunately.
You're taking the Texans versus the Jags the Vivint Houston Open?
Yeah, to be honest, I wish I could focus on the Vivint Houston Open, because even though it's golf, it'd be more enjoyable than sitting through a Texans Jake Luton game.
How about that?
But I'm not watching a shot of that. Just got to tell you.
You're not watching a shot?
No.
Oh, I'll be out there.
I'm sure you will be. They're allowing spectators?
Yeah. This is the.
I can call you a spectator there, right?
Yeah.
A patron at the Masters.
I like to say patron here, okay, too, because we're like the Masters. We're just like the Masters.
Okay. Pimento sandwiches for like $1? Is that what they're serving?
No, free food.
Oh, look at that.
It comes with the ticket.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that? And drink. Soft drink. But, we'll be throwing down, though. Make no mistake. We'll be throwing down, my friend. Yeah. It's going to be nice. Yeah. So, Lance, did you get your tickets yet?
No, I'm waiting. I'm in a lottery system.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. What? You should have been informed already if you got yours.
Yeah, right now it just said hold, stand by and stand back or whatever is what they just sent me.
They had
you're a proud boy?
They're treating you like a proud boy, Lance?
No, stand back.
Stand by and stand back. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah.
No.
I think that is what he said.
That's stand pretty much.
Stand by and stand down.
Stand by and stand down.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was different. It was different.
That is kind of different.
They said, we may have tickets for you. We're going to see if people come pick them up. And I'm like, okay, well, let me know. I just put LMK. I texted them back, LMK.
Okay. So you'll find out this week then, probably.
Yeah, so, you know, fingers crossed. If not, I'll just watch it on television like the rest of America will. I had something I wanted to... Oh, okay. So the trade deadline. I like the fact that there was a lot of talk about trade deadline, but this is now the NFL's moved their trade deadline back. I think this is a reasonable amount of time. I think this is a very reasonable amount of time for people to decide if they want to make trades. I texted a front office guy yesterday and said, "Hey, how's what's the trade front looking like right now? You guys looking to do anything?" And he just said, "People are trying to rip you off. Like, we're not doing anything because everything's a rip off. Like, what people are asking for is ridiculous." And so I think that's one of the problems right now is no one wants to just give in. Because number one, the compensatory pick is a real thing. The getting, I know it doesn't seem like a lot when you're getting a pick that's just outside of the top 100 or whatever for a third round guy and even for fourth. But for a lot of teams, they believe that drafts are built upon accumulating picks in the third and fourth rounds. This is where great depth comes from. This is where value comes from. If you're a good evaluator at certain positions, starters come from there. And so a lot of teams just really don't want to trade a player if they know they can let them walk, get them for the rest of the year, and, you know, and get a compensatory pick. They don't want to take a fifth round pick for a player if they think they'll get a fourth in a compensatory pick. They don't want to take a sixth if they think they'll get a fifth. So the cap guys are very sharp now. They're already working on those. Although you can't really work on the formula because the formula is based on how much a player signs for. So it's based on their future contract, and then their future playing time plays into it as well. So the future contract, you just don't know. But you, if you've got a really good cap guy, you might have some idea based on what the precedent is. So with Will Fuller, you could project based on recent contracts. But the Texans, look, I give them credit for not just being soft little bees on the trade front. At the same time, according to what Jeremy Fowler had yesterday on Twitter, who was a reporter with ESPN, he just said the Texans were just way too aggressive on their asks for a lot of the and it's almost like they were telling teams, "Hey, we just want to let you know we're not going to be pushed around.
Yeah,
we're not. Bill's gone.
You know what? I don't mind going the other way.
I don't mind it either. I don't look. You don't have to just give your players away for fifth and sixth round picks.
You know they have been abused, and they're like, "We ain't taking it. We're not doing that anymore. We're just not going to be abused anymore." And I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. Them being tough guys again. Them being tough guys after being pushovers for and laughing stocks and idiots. I mean, it was just
Smith
stupid.
Rick wouldn't have done those deals.
The Texans were the butt of joke. I mean, it was a joke organization. So now that they're toughening up and saying no, we're not those guys anymore. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with it. I wish they would have been a little bit more aggressive in who they would trade. That they wouldn't trade J.J. Watt is just stupid. It's just stupid, especially since the guy wants to go. He does. You cannot blame him for wanting to get up to Green Bay where he could possibly win, and you could have possibly packed. Now, Gutekunst seems like he must have learned from Ted Thompson because Ted Thompson wouldn't do anything. Ted Thompson wouldn't pick up free agents. Ted Thompson wouldn't do. I mean, he was so conservative. So conservative in the way he approached it. It looks like Gutekunst is much the same way. He's not giving up. I'm not getting taken. And I'm especially, can you imagine being the person that gets taken by the Texans now and lose a trade to the Texans?
No.
What? You can't hold on to a job. You would not be able to. But here's the deal is, man, honestly, Packers, you needed to add something. You needed some defensive help. You needed a wide receiver so badly. It is amazing what Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams are doing.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing how good they are with nobody, nothing on the other side.
Right. Well, but you know, that's been the case too for a long time. DeAndre Hopkins was like that because Will Fuller was either Will Fuller wasn't there, or Will Fuller was hurt. You know, great wide receivers, it really doesn't matter.
But look at the difference when Will Fuller was there. I mean, the difference in the team and the way that they offensively, I mean, just the analytics of it was, yes, they're a much, much better team.
It makes your team better, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Hopkins can go get his whenever he wants. So can Davante Adams. But your team benefits when you have somebody to back safeties up. It's just the truth. It's just, it's basic math. You subtract a player from the box. You subtract a player from double teaming the number one. Speed on the outside that is deadly is a massive gain for you in terms of what it does for your running game and what it does for the wide receiver opposite. Yeah, you're right. A fast guy on the other side, you have to account for him with the safety over the top. You have to. Nobody, yep. Nobody guards. That's why the Texans see a lot of two shells and things like that. Is and shade to Will's side is that they don't want to get beat deep. Well, that opens up underneath stuff for Will. But that's why you have to be able to run the ball effectively. You have to. If teams are going to play any kind of cover two, you got to be able to run the ball at you. I mean, they're basically saying, look, you either run it at us or we win. And the Texans haven't done it effectively.
Nope. You know who's effective? Doc Linville. That's who's effective. That guy, I'm telling you, if you're on Twitch right now, I'll get on Twitch, see how many of you are on there. You can see my hair. I mean, I don't like to brag about my hair. I was never able to brag about my hair before now, but I'm like Fabio now or something. I'm like me and Fred Fowler. We're like, yeah, I'm going to do a ponytail too. Yeah. Me and Fred slicking it back. I look like a Goomba now.
Why would you?
Because I slip my hair back, slick it back, like my people. Okay.
Do you have a
Goombody?
You have a matching tracksuit on?
Well, I could. I mean, if I wear, look it, I got the sweats. Look, it almost looks like a sweatsuit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think I'm not a good fella?
No, right? No.
I'm a good fella.
Okay.
All right. So, and now, instead of, you know, I was like, hey, you're embarrassing yourself with that hair. Not anymore. Not thanks to Doc Linville, and you can too. The process is easy. It's wonderful. You'll love it. All you have to do is go to 975hair.com. Talk to the doc. It's so simple. And in 6-7 months, you could look like a Goomba too. 975hair.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Got Orlando's intro. Not that I'm going to use it, though, but that might be wrong.
By the way, yesterday...
Got Orlando's intro.
I took the opportunity to look at, I guess, six different news organizations. I saw CNN, Fox, MSNBC, 11, 13, ABC, like literally I went to, I don't know, maybe eight different, I did PBS, something called Newsmax. I've never even heard of them. The new WGN, which is not just Chicago-based, they really want to do down-the-middle news. They really want to get back to the news as opposed to being so opinionated. And then, so I guess that's already like eight. And then I decided, I said, oh, look what's on DirecTV here, OAN. So I turned to that.
Was Mike Gundy on?
They did not have Gundy on that one, but it is the most broke-down-looking set. Some guy with straggly hair that looked like Christopher Lloyd's character from Back to the Future was on the set. It was not what I was expecting. And they were on some bad green screen. Like, it looked like something you might see in another country, like a poor country that has a news agency that's in some, you know, bombed out building or something. And it was just the most basic broadcast I've ever seen. Like, I thought it was going to be real slick or something like that, because I've never watched it, but it was not that. I sent you guys a picture. I mean, it was not, it didn't look like the top two people you would have on your news desk. Like, this is the Super Bowl for news. So if you flip around to the different channels, you find out who their Buck and Aikman are, right? You find out who their Smoltz and Buck are, I guess. Is that the top baseball?
Mm-hmm.
You find out who their Van Gundy and Breen and Mark Jackson are. You know, you're Tony Romo and your Jim Nance. You find out who it is for news. If this was this station's A group, their A it was. Did you see the picture I sent, John, of the Glory Boys?
Yeah.
Look at the guy on the left, that straggly hair.
If you're going to just tell the truth, Lance, it just should be basic, okay? If that's all you're about, why do you have to have all the bells and whistles I saw ABC last night. They went from the map and the pieces moved and it went into the bowl that they had in the middle of their it was set and was like, holy crap, that's pretty cool.
Oh, there it is. ABC did something cool. All right, we're just checking.
Yeah. No.
You know what to say, John.
No. It was actually, my wife said, we don't have that technology.
Well,
we don't have that technology.
Well, you know why you don't have it? Because Houston is lacking on those Disney Plus subscriptions.
Well, let's go,
it's
Houston.
It all filters down.
Pick it up, Houston. Jerks. Not giving. Baby needs a new pair of shoes. Okay. All right.
No, every man needs a new pair of shoes.
So there's a story out today, and this here, it begins. James Harden apparently wanted Ty Lue or John Lucas to be the head coach.
Uh-oh.
And I can understand why. Because he could just order him around and tell him what to do. This Steven Silas thing, he probably is going to want him. He's probably going to want James to maybe run without the ball or something. And guess what? That ain't happening. Not on this watch. That is not going to happen, Steven Silas. I don't know who you think you are. Oh, maybe because your dad was famous? Guess what? I ain't moving without no ball. I ain't doing all that. Apparently that's the story. It looks like John Lucas could be brought back as an assistant coach. That's getting close to being done. That was the word too. This staff with a couple of head coaches with McMillan and Hornacek and John Lucas, that's three former head coaches in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll tell you what, I think it's well put together.
The more I read about this, the more look. Van Gundy was not going to be the Rockets coach.
No.
I'm not even sure. I'm not sure why his name was still mentioned in there. I don't think he wanted to be there without Morey. He's very tight with Daryl Morey. I'm really surprised that. I didn't want Ty Lue. To me, Ty Lue is just James is just going to have Ty Lue in his pocket. At least that's my feeling. It's probably not fair. But that's just the feeling I have that you're not going to get pushback there. Luke has been a head coach in the league. People forget that sometimes, but he's been a head coach for more than one team. And I think that he, you know, this is a guy who's beat addiction and has helped others beat addiction. I don't think he's a pushover. I don't think John Lucas is a pushover, but I do worry a little bit because he's been inside the organization a while. I don't know. It could work either way. It could work where he could tell James some things maybe that others would feel uncomfortable saying. I don't know. Maybe he would have been okay, but it's been a while since he's been a coach. Silas is a young guy. He's a young guy who maybe James tries to push him around, but I'm to the point now where the Rockets have to say, look, James has a lot of trade value. If worse comes to worse, we can move him out of here if we can't get him on board. But we've got to go with Daryl Morey's gone, so now the vision is going to be changed. And this feels like with Raphael Stone, who is a kind of just a de facto inclusion at GM, it feels like they're kind of entrusting a team to Silas. Like, okay, let's see what you got. Let's see what your vision is.
Well, and, do you think this is James' first salvo of, you know, making sure Silas knows whose team this is?
I don't. Why else is it coming out?
Yeah.
You know, why else is James even leaking it out there?
Well, maybe he didn't. Maybe I don't know. I don't know. I don't know for what this accomplishes.
Okay,
that James Harden, according to Mark Stein of the New York Times, Harden wanted either Lue or John Lucas to become Houston's new head coach.
I just don't know why Stein knows that. Do they run together at the club?
I don't. Mark Stein doesn't really look like a guy who's running with James. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody's got to be leaking it over to him. Here's a okay. So Dell, have you seen Peaky Blinders?
Yeah. Who are you talking to?
Of course
okay.
he has.
Okay, insulting. I figured.
We all
John,
have.
John, I know you have. Okay, so now I'm on season three. The more I'm watching now, I realize James is Thomas Shelby. Like, he's the undisputed leader of his crew, of the Rockets, really. James is the guy who's clearly Thomas Shelby, and anybody that tries to come up even just a little bit gets smacked down. James is people around James don't really challenge him. And that's just that. Now, y'all don't need to give anything away to me because I'm on season three. But Thomas Shelby so far, what he says goes, and the family listens to him. And even if they get a little froggy, they all get in line.
See, Tommy always comes out on top. I think LeBron is more Thomas Shelby, and maybe James. I don't know what season you're on. Are you?
Early in season three.
Yeah, I don't feel like James is always coming out the winner.
Well, I'm saying with the people around him, very specifically, he is the clear cut boss.
Well, right, and he gets rid of you if you disagree with him, right?
And in that case, coaches, other players, PJ Tucker PJ's more like Arthur. He's got something to say, and he's. It's not like he's a punk. He doesn't back down. But at the same time, you just get the feeling that James is still, James knows how to control it, and James is still going to come out on top. He's still going to be Thomas Shelby.
Yeah. I don't know what message this is. And, when Tillman comes on, he said he was going to come on. He said he'd do this first. He said, you won't hear me anywhere else before you hear me on your show. So he'll be here. I don't know when, but I don't know what kind of message this sends, this deal. It'll be interesting to see, first of all, what if they come running to Daddy? What if they come running to Tillman? Hey, I don't like the no. You gotta shut that down. That's gotta be shut down. And what it was about Silas and disagreeing. Not doing what James wanted. I mean, because by these accounts, what are you telling James here? What are you telling James here that you didn't get his guy? Normally the star player gets what he wants. In this case, Tommy Shelby didn't get what he wanted.
This actually could have been, this really could be Daryl Morey giving this information out now that I think about it, because Morey's always been the information provider. This really could be Daryl just telling Stein, just saying, look, James wanted these two guys. That's actually where that could be coming from.
Yeah, and now creating some dissension, Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't put that on.
No,
I don't know.
No. I'm not saying creating dissension. It could just
be like... Well, it will create some. I mean, it's actually, this is the first thing, public thing that Silas has to deal with is James didn't want you here. So, that's definitely creating dissension. This getting out by Mark Stein.
Based on the Mavericks offense, I think James is going to be just fine.
Not if he has Silas to run around, Lance. I
think he'll be
that.
Happy with Silas.
We ain't doing all that.
Does Luka look like he doesn't get his?
No, Luka gets his, but Luka, a young player, listened and had to run around.
Luka's off the dribble most of the time, though. He's not exactly a catch-and-shoot player. Everything is created off the dribble. That's what James does. So it's and they'll bend their offense. Same way Bruce Arians bent his offense to Tom Brady and what Tom Brady does well. Silas will make sure his offense bends to what James does well. You'd be kind of stupid not to do that.
Mm-hmm. 713-780-3776. You'd be stupid. Hey, I'm going to tell you this. You go to St. Arnold and you want to eat? They got some food over there now.
Oh, my gosh. They've got – well, I'll tell you about the beer in a second, but they've got a pizza. They've got one of the pizzas. You'll see it on the menu. It says AKA the LZ. That's my pizza. It's got a couple different meats on there, these cherry peppers. It is fantastic. Their pizza is phenomenal over there, but so is all their food. They've got an awesome menu to experience at the restaurant and beer garden. And I tell you that because, it's great weather out right now for you to go have some ice cold beer, some cider, whatever you want to do, and enjoy your food outside, have your drinks. Have your food. It's very safe. It's socially distanced. There's tons of room out there. I think you're really, really going to enjoy it. Now, what you're also really going to enjoy is you're also going to really, really enjoy the beer that you can pick up at grocery stores. And that includes the Christmas Ale for the holidays and a new IPA variety pack that has just been released. And you can find it in your favorite grocery stores. You know, anywhere you go, you're going to find St. Arnold. They've been one of the top dogs. They're the first craft brewery right here in Houston. And they are still doing these amazing flavors every single year based on the season. Right now, it's Christmas Ale for the holidays and the brand new IPA variety pack in stores right now. Visit the Beer Garden for the food and the beverage yourself. It's a great place to go. I got stuff I have to do today for lunch, but I think tomorrow I'm going to run out there for lunch and enjoy it myself. Take time to get your favorite beer from St. Arnold.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.